It's our usual practice here to engage in exposition of an extended passage of Scripture.
我们在这个时候呢，就会要讲一段很长的道。
But on special occasions like these, we often revert to a topical series.
但是在比较特殊的场合，就将正像今天一样，我们会用一个课题式的讲道。
So this morning we celebrate two occasions.
今天我们有两个可以值得庆贺的。
We celebrate Father's Day.
其一是父亲节。
And we commission short-term missions.
其二是我们要差遣我们的短宣队。
So I want to speak on these two themes connected today.
我今天就要把这两个不同的主线能够汇合在一起讲。
Fathers and short-term missions.
父亲和短宣。
Mothers, you're welcome to listen in.
当然妈妈也欢迎你们在一起听。
I offer three reflections.
我要讲我三个不同的这个回想。
The nature of short-term missions.
第一就是短宣队是什么
？How we should pray for short-term missions.
我们怎样为短宣去祷告
？And then how we should respond to our youth when they return from short-term missions.
我们也是当我们的孩子从短宣回来的时候，我们应该怎样回应
？First, the nature of short-term missions.
首先，短宣是什么
？It's exciting to be part of a community where so many of our young people and youth and young adults go out on short-term missions.
当然，作为一个我们一个教会，我们当中有很多年轻人出去做短宣，我们这是觉得很兴奋的事情。
This is all very good.
这是都是很好的事情。
But,
但是
we know the job will never be finished by short-term missionaries.
我们也知道，短期之间短宣队是没有办法做很多事情的。
There's too much to be done.
外面有很多事情需要做。
And much of that which is to be done is too difficult to do.
那很很多需要做的事情也很困难。
So what we need is not just short-term missions, but long-term missions.
我们需要的不仅是短宣，而应该是要长宣。
Second point, how should we pray?
第二点，我们应该怎样去祷告
？It's obvious that when our youth, when our young adults go out, we should pray for things like safety and health and logistics.
当然我们当中年轻人出去的话我们要为他们的身体为他们的安全为这些一些后勤的事情要为他们祷告
We pray also that they can have an enriching experience because we certainly don't want them to go have a bad experience and be turned off to missions the rest of their lives
我们也应该为他们这个经验上的更丰富来祷告我们当然不希望他们出去以后一个很不好的经验然后他们就不愿意再出去宣教了
We pray thirdly that they can have a modest but a useful contribution to the work where they go.
第三点，我们也是希望我们祷告希望他们这个他们的短宣能够有一些微薄的贡献。
But if we are to obey Jesus, we can't stop with those three prayers.
但是假如我们要听从耶稣的话，我们不能只是在以上三个方面去祷告。
Remember, Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 2, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.
耶稣在路加福音第十章第二节里面说，你要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So we must pray not just for safety or for enriching experience or for useful ministry contribution.
所以我们祷告不仅仅是要为我们孩子的安全，不仅为他们经验上的增长，也不仅仅是为他们要在当地的工厂要做什么贡献。
Jesus calls us to pray that the experience will grip the hearts of some of these who go.
耶稣教导我们，我们要祷告的话，就是他们在外边的这些短宣的经验，能够让他们心能够付出去。
So that 2 weeks becomes 20 years.
这样的话，他们两个礼拜的短宣也可能是成为二十年。
So the nature of short-term missions, it's good, but it can't get the job done.
所以短宣的性质虽然是很好的，但是没有办法完全把事情做完。
How should we pray? We should pray for the benefit of those who go, but also for the transformation of those who go.
我们要祷告，我们要为这些人的好处去祷告，我们要为神在他们心中所做的功而去祷告。
Now, my third point where I'll spend most of my time is this question.
我今天要讲的第三点就是问你们一个问题。
Fathers, how will you respond, particularly if God answers your fourth prayer?
就是我们当父亲，当神答应我们这个刚才所说的第四点祷告的时候，我们父亲应该做什么样的回应？
Fathers, how will you respond if your youth or your young adults go out and their hearts are so gripped by the need that they come back and say, I want to make this my lifetime vocation?
就是父亲们，当你们的孩子出去以后回来说，我的心被我所在的工厂的事工深深的感动，我要一生奉献在这上面。
And maybe your youth will come back and say, oh, that was cool. We had a great time. We saw God work. And now I want to move on to the next phase of my life.
也有可能青少年回来是说我在那边有很好的感受，我很喜欢，我现在要继续我下一个人生的目标。
And then your role is pretty easy.
所以你的那这样的话，你所承担的责任是很清楚的。
But if your youth come back and say, the need is extraordinary.
假如你的青少年回来是说那边的需要非常非常的大。
I'm going to reshape my life so I can address that need.
我要把我的一生重新塑造来这个补充这样的一个需求。
Then maybe for most of us, the challenge will be greater.
这样的话，对于我们大部分来说的话，我们会面临很大的挑战。
You know, what will we say if our youth come back to us and say, this is how I want to spend my life?
假如我们青少年回来是说我要为这样的事情、这样的事工要一生去奉献的话，我们会怎么对他们说？
Now this is Father's Day, so I'm not going to make your fathers feel guilty.
今天是父亲节，所以不要让你们父亲觉得心里边不好过。
I'm not going to tell you what you should do.
也不会跟你们说你们应该怎么做。
All I'm going to tell you about is what my son has done to us.
我今天要分享的是我的儿子跟我们的经历。
And then what we're going to try and do about it.
而且是我们的决定是什么。
Now, I really want to make this point to begin with. There are other families in this congregation who could tell this same story or their own version of it.
我要先说一点的就是说，我们教会里边有很多很多其他的家庭，他们也有他们的经历，能够说明这一点。
The sanctuary is too crowded for me to pick her out, but I suspect that Eva Kwok is back here today.
那Eva Kwok今天跟我们在一起。
Now she could tell you her version of this story.
她可以跟你们讲述她自己的经历。
And I'm sure her parents could tell you their version of this story.
她的父母也可以跟你们分享他们的故事。
No, for me, it's a matter of a son going.
对于我来说，是我的儿子去。
That's so much easier than a daughter going.
这个儿子出去比好像比女儿出去要容易一点。
I don't want to be sexist. I just want to be realistic.
并不是说男女有别，只是觉得实际情况是这样。
So here's our story.
这是我的故事。
So you know, I shared 6 months ago that our son went to Haiti for 6 months.
那我曾经分享说，6个月之前，我们的儿子去了海地。
Now, after he'd been in Haiti for 1 month, he wrote to us and said, or he called us and said, there's this fellow in the orphanage who's 20 years old.
他去了海地一个月以后，他打电话回来说，在这个孤儿院有一个孤儿12岁。
He has no future unless we can get him to the U.S. and sponsor him to go to college.
他在那边没有希望，除非是我们能够资助他到美国来，让他去上大学。
You'd have to promise the U.S. government that you would have $20,000 a year to support this fellow.
而且你要对美国政府说，你每年要有起码有2万块钱能够资助他。
Now you got to understand, you know, the biggest worry in my life as my kids were growing was whether or not I could get them through college.
其实，在我孩子长大这一段时间，我最大的担心是他们能不能够上大学，我能不能够赞助他们上大学。
They were smart enough, but this is America. I'm not rich enough.
他们是其实很聪明的，但是呢，在美国是需要钱去上大学的。
One of our great, probably our greatest Thanksgiving, well, one of our greatest Thanksgivings in life was that they got through college debt-free.
我们很大的感恩就是说他们上完了大学，我们还没有债务累生。
State school, not private, but still.
他们就上了州立大学。
Now, having gone through that for 8 years,
这个,
my son is volunteering for me to go through that for another 4 years.
我们就是这样过了八年，两个孩子。那现在我的儿子又让我再这样再经历四年。
I like being a pastor here, but I do want to retire sometime.
我喜欢在这里做牧师，但是有一天我还是要退休的。
Well, that wasn't enough.
但那个不仅仅是这样。
After he'd been there 2 months, he said, there's a 15-year-old here.
他在那里2个月以后，他又说，这里有一个15岁的孩子。
And when he turns 16, he can't leave Haiti anymore. He can't be adopted.
他说他假如到十六岁的时候，这个孩子就没有办法被收养了。
But if you hurry, you might be able to adopt him now.
他说你要快一点的话，这个孩子还是可以被收养的，被领养的。
So fathers, what would you do if you were in my position? Offer me some advice.
假如我们当中的父亲的话，我问问你，你能够帮我什么忙？能够给我出什么点子？
The first thing I thought is we got to get this kid back before he has any more ideas.
我首先要想的是赶快把这个孩子带回来了吧，时间长了以后不知道他又想什么了。
Well, we sent Irene on a short-term trip to Haiti.
所以 Irene 就去海地也做她的短宣。
And that only made things more difficult.
她去了以后事情变得更复杂了。
Fathers, you know what it's like. If your children want to do something, no matter how old they are, and you say no, they get angry, you can live with that.
我们父亲知道，假如孩子需要什么的话，我们对他说不要，然后他们很气愤，但是我们也无所谓。
But if your wife sees something that touches her heart and she wants to do something, you got no choice.
但是假如我们的太太们去了以后很受感动，他们要做什么事情的话，我们就没有办法，只好跟着做了。
Marriage comes down to one single proposition.
然后这个婚姻到最后只有一个要求。
Happy wife, happy life.
太太高兴的话，我们生活就美满了。
So my wife saw the need, and now she can't talk about Haiti without choking up.
所以我的太太也看到在海地有很大的需要，每次讲到那里的时候，她就会有流泪。
So then we sought advice from some people who've adopted teenagers from Haiti.
然后呢，我们就和一些人讨论，就是他们有一些从海地那边去收领养青少年的这个经验。
And they said, really, frankly, often it doesn't work.
但他们说，大部分时间上其实是没有，到最后都没有成功。
The kids are too old already to adjust to bond with a new family.
这孩子是很大了，所以跟新的家庭呢没有办法有很好的融合。
Some will have emotional problems from the things they went through and the crisis that has been Haiti for the last 20 years.
他们当中的一些人因为这个海地过去二十年发生了很多动乱，在他们心灵上也有很大的创伤。
Some caring Christians have adopted teenagers from Haiti and then they've had to pass them on to other families because they couldn't handle it.
很多有爱心的基督徒家庭从那里也领养了很多的孩子，到最后他们不得把这些孩子又分送给其他的家庭。
Some have had to be sent back.
有一些孩子没有办法，只好把他们再送回到海地。
So there's no guarantee.
所以很多事情都没有保证了。
Well, there's one guarantee.
只有一样保证。
If we leave him in Haiti, his life will be much more difficult than if we can help him settle in here.
假如一个孩子只是留在海地的话，他在那边的日子要比这边要更艰难得多。
So what do you do?
你会做什么呢？
I have seven propositions, seven ideas that influence what we decided to do.
我在我的脑海当中有七个大概这个想法，我要跟大家分享。
It's actually 8 or 9 or 10, but 7 is a biblical number, so I smushed them together.
实际上这个数字可以长到8或9或10，但是七是圣经里边比较好的数字，所以我把所有东西就把它弄成七项。
First, once our children, you know, went on to college, Irene and I had talked briefly about adopting other kids.
第一就是我们孩子上大学的时候，其实我和太太已经讲过，说我们可能会领养一个孩子。
Children in need,
就是有需要的孩子。
On one level, it's much easier to make this decision. Children in need who are already born is an obvious case for adoption.
从一种层面上讲的话，这是一个比较不太容易的不太难的一个选择，因为小孩子已经生下来的，他们需要有人帮忙。
Much easier decision than having your own.
这个比自己再去生一个孩子其实要容易。
But you know, we were too old. We'd been there. We'd done that. We're too tired. We can't do that anymore.
当然，我们现在年龄也比较大了，所以我们也不愿意自己去生孩子。
So a 16 or 17 year old, maybe we have them for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then we send them off to college, and they can worry about them.
所以假如我们领养一个孩子16岁、17岁的话，然后我们把他送到大学以后，他们自己会他们自己的自理生活。
But here's why it's really not such a big deal.
而且这个是为什么不是很困难的事情。
You know, scripture says that we're all adopted.
因为圣经里面说我们都是被领养的。
all except Jesus.
除了耶稣以外，我们都是领养的。
Or maybe all except the Jews.
或者是除了犹太人以外，我们都是领养的。
We've all been adopted.
我们都是领养的。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
以弗所书一章五节。
In love, God predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and His will, to the praise of His glorious grace.
又因爱我们，就按着自己旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Given that I've been adopted, it's not that big a deal that we would adopt somebody else.
因为我是被领养的，所以对我来说应该不是很困难去领养其他人。
And secondly, let me be honest with you.
第二点，我们很诚实地说。
There's an element of selfishness in all of this.
其实我们都是很自私的。
You know, we don't have a whole lot of time left. Certainly when I compare myself to most members of English ministry, Irene and I don't have a lot of time left.
我们在世上年日不多。
Soon we are going to be accountable before God for how we use this life.
很快的我们要站在上帝的面前向上帝诉说我们在世上的日子。
Any little bit we do can help.
我们做的任何事情都能够帮我们的忙。
You know, you could argue,that given our background, maybe what we should do is move to Haiti and serve in Haiti.
可能有人说，因为我们的这个背景的话，我们应该直接就搬到海地去，然后帮助当地的人。
But we're too old and too tired to learn a new language and learn a new life and live in poverty.
当然，因为身体的原因，因为年龄的原因，就是不允许我们要搬到海地去。
I'm hopeful God will understand that that's just too hard for us and will let us do an easier thing.
我是希望上帝能够意识到这一点对我们来说比较困难，而是让我们去做比较容易的事情。
Thirdly,
第三点
we owe God a debt of gratitude. We want to express our gratitude to God for the way He's worked in Nate's life.
我们应该向神很感恩。感恩他在神他在 Nate 身上所做的事情。
Now I don't have his permission to share this, but if he's not back here for Father's Day, he has to take his chances.
当然 Nate 没有让我去跟你们分享这个事情，但是因为父亲现在不在这里，所以他也没有办法。
It took him a while, quite a long while, to get to the point where God mattered to him, where God was the center of his life.
其实他的生命当中他有过一段挣扎，有一段很长的挣扎，直到最后上帝才成为他生活的中心，生命中心。
And before he got there, we were quite concerned about some of his lifestyle decisions.
在那个之前，对他对于人生的一些看法的一些决定，我们其实是比较担忧的。
Now in those days, if God had come to us and said, look, I'm making a deal with you,
假如那个时候上帝跟我们说，我跟你来做一笔买卖。
You know, I'll let Nate into my family if you'll let somebody else, one of my other children, into your family.
假如我把 Nate 来领养到我的家庭，如果你愿意把另外一个人领到你的家庭的话
，We'd have jumped at the opportunity.
我那个时候会很高兴的，就是这笔买卖就做成了。
In the end, God let Nate into his family before asking us to let some other one of his children into our family.
最后上帝确实是把 Nate 来领到他自己的家庭里边，而是不是在问我们要不要我们领养别的孩子。
But once he lets your children into his family,
但是把他把我们的孩子领养到他的家里。
How can you ever say we won't let one of his children into our family?
我们是没有办法讲说我们不能把他的孩子领养到我们家里。
Fourthly,
第四点
we have really a commitment, maybe obligation is too negative a word, but we have at least a commitment that we've made to God.
第四点我们不能说责任，我们已经向神做了承诺。
Think about child dedication.
我们在想到我们在婴儿奉献礼的时候。
I don't know the details of how CM practices this, but I do something quite intentional in EM.
不太清楚这个中文堂是怎么做的，但是在英文堂的话，我会做一件很具体的事情。
We do something quite intentional in EM.
是有意识的去做这件事情。
Every parent that brings their child for dedication has to answer this question.
每一个父母把孩子带到奉献礼的时候，我都会问他们这么一个问题。
Do you give your child back to God for him to use however he wants?
你会不会把你的孩子 还给上帝，让他随便怎么使用它都可以。
So that 20 years from now, if one of those children comes to me and says, you know, I want to serve God, I think God is calling me to serve, and my parents say no.
这样的话，假如这个孩子20年以后找到我说，我要把我的一生奉献给上帝，但是我的父亲或者母亲说不可以。
I will bring that child dedication certificate back to the parent and say, you promised.
我这样的话，我就会把这个婴儿奉献礼的这个证书带给这父母看，说当时你做了这个承诺。
Fifthly,
第五点，
we remember what it was like to be in love with God and 25 years old.
我们也记得当时我们在25岁的时候和上帝，就是把自己献给上帝那个时候的感觉。
I went to university studying Russian, intending to work with the State Department in the Soviet Union.
我那个时候在上大学，学的是俄文，所以我大学时候就去在苏联奉献。
I got saved.
我在那里被拯救了。
Because I already knew Russian, I figured God was calling me to go to the Soviet Union and smuggle Bibles.
因为我是懂俄文，所以我认为当时上帝的呼召就是让我把圣经能够带到俄国去。
So I went home and told my parents who were not yet saved that God is calling me to smuggle Bibles to the Soviet Union.
所以我回去跟我的父母说，当时他们还没有信主，就是说上帝已经呼召我要把圣经要送到苏联去。
Now if you don't remember those days, it'd be like your children coming home and saying, that God has called them to smuggle Bibles into Iran.
就如果你不知道当时政治的状况的话，就像现在，假如孩子回来家里说我要把圣经要偷偷的要运到伊朗去一样。
You'll have a very short career.
你的这个工作大概就是会很短。
But here's the thing.
这是一件事情。
My parents supported it.
当时我的父母其实是很支持我。
In fact, they heard about a guy who was doing this kind of work, and they went to hear him, and they get his contact information, and they passed it to me.
实际上，他帮助我们就是去找了一位这已经在做这些事情的一位人，然后把他的这个地址通讯给了我。
So that I could fulfill my dreams, even if my parents didn't understand it.
这样的话，虽然我的父母不了解我的这个梦想是什么，但是呢，我的孩子梦想可以成真。
Irene was the eldest of four daughters in a family that had no sons.
Irene 是在一个家里边，他们家有四个女儿，没有一个儿子。
So you know what her responsibility was.
所以她是大女儿，所以她的责任很大。
She graduated and went to work until all of her younger siblings had graduated.
她毕业以后就在外边找工作，直到她最小的妹妹都毕业为止。
And then she told her parents, "I want to leave my job and go into ministry."
然后他对他父母说：“我要辞职，然后我要做去宣教。”
They didn't like it.
他们不喜欢。
But they didn't forbid it.
但是呢，他们也不禁止。
Maybe some of you had this sort of desire when you were younger.
其实你们当中一些人在年轻的时候可能也想这样做。
And maybe your parents didn't support it.
也许你的父母不支持。
Or maybe they did.
或者是他们支持了。
At least you'll know what your youth, what your young adults are thinking.
但是就是这样的话，你们会应该知道你们青少年当时现在心中想的是什么。
So we remember what it's like.
所以我们记得我们当时情况是怎么样。
Sixthly,
第六点。
At our age, we're much more realistic than he is, and at his age, he's much more idealistic than we are.
在我们的这个年龄，我们是比他更实际，他比我们更具理想化。
Probably, life.Will gradually rub off that idealism, and he'll become realistic.
那生活会慢慢让他变得更小一点，理想化更多一点，实际化。
I figure that's not my job. Life will do that to him anyway.
我想这个不是我的责任，因为生活会起的这个样作用。
I figure our job at this point is to encourage him as much as we can.
我认为我们在他这个过程当中的我们要做的事情就是要鼓励他。
Support him as much as we can.
而且要支持他。
And if life knocks him down, our job is not to say, you see, I was told you, I tried to warn you, you should have listened.
假如生活把他打倒的话，我们不应该说，我以前跟你说过不应该这样做的。
Our job is to help him get up and try again.
我们要做的是要把他再扶起来，要让他再去做。
So as long as his ambitions aren't totally outlandish,
就是说，假如他的理想并不是特别特别的不着边际。
As long as he doesn't want to smuggle Bibles into Iran,
只要他不是要把圣经要偷偷的运到伊朗。
Then we'll try to support him.
我们还是尽量要支持他。
And finally, number seven.
最后第七点。
We don't want to put ourselves between him and God.
我们不应该把，我们不想把自己啊放在他和神的当中。
We read in Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十六章十四章。
Jesus said to the crowds.
耶稣对众人说。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple.
耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱不爱我胜过爱，或者是恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
Jesus is telling us, and he's telling our youth.That he must be first in their lives, or he cannot be in their lives.
耶稣对我们说，也是对我们的子女说，他必须是我们生命当中最重要的，否则的话，他就不会在我们生命当中。
So here's the situation that I mean an iron.
所以这个事情看来是很具有讽刺性的。
Or here's a situation we don't want to be in.
或者是这个事情我们不喜欢在这个场合。
We don't ever want to tell our children that they must honor us more than they honor God.
我们不想让我们的孩子说，对我们孩子说，他们应该更尊敬我们，比尊敬他们的神更重要。
We don't want to be first. At the moment, we can be second.
我们不需要做第一，就要做第二。
And if these kids ever get married, of course, you know we're third.
这小孩子他结婚了以后，那我们就变成第三。
You know, there is no way to win if we say.If our children come to us and they say, I think God is calling me to do this, there's no way we can win if we say no.
假如我们孩子来跟我们说上帝要我们做一样事情，我们没有办法跟他说不做，而且能够赢这样的讨论。
If they honor us, they dishonor God.
如果他们尊敬我而不尊敬上帝的话，
God is disappointed.We're disappointed, they're disappointed.
所以这样的话，上帝就很失望，我们也失望，他也失望。
If we say yes,
假如我们说去吧，
then they honor God.
这样的话，他们就尊敬上帝。
God is pleased.
那上帝会喜悦。
They are pleased.
他们也会很高兴。
And we're only moderately disappointed.
我们只是有一点点失望。
So there's really no way to win.
所以这样的情况就是说从反面来说没有办法赢的
Accept our place as rightful number two in their lives for the moment
所以说我们就应该只是接受做第二位的在他们心目中第二位的重要
Now having said all of this that relates to fathers let me say one thing that relates to the youth
当我们讲了这些关于父亲的事情的话我再讲一次对我们青少年说一句话
Just to add a little bit of balance to this
就是有一点点平衡。
We have set down some conditions for Nathan.
我们跟Nathan 讲了说有一个条件，有一些条件。
And it's right that our youth and young adults should accept some conditions.
我们的青少年应该要接受一些条件。
Having spent so many years in Asia, I learned and I advise my sons, before you make a decision about ministry, first you should go to university, study,A program that you can get a job and work for two or three years.
我在亚洲生活过一段时间，所以我对我的儿子说，你必须要上了大学然后去上大学，然后工作一段时间。
So Nathan went to university and he studied the obvious engineering.
所以他去上了大学，而且他学的是工程。
And then he worked for a couple years.
然后他工作了两年。
And basically he said to us, "Well, I've honored you."
然后他就说我听你们的话要做的我都做了
And we can no longer object, right?
所以我们没有办法反对了
The other condition we've put down is if he's going to change our lives
另外一个条件说假如他要把我改变我们的生活
He must also change his.
所以他也要把要改变他自己的生活。
That this must cost him as much as it costs us.
所以要他要付出跟我们付出的一样多。
And so he's agreed to that condition.
所以他也同意了。
So you could pray for us.
那请为我们祷告。
It's not, you know, we have two rounds of U.S. government approval and one round of Haitian government approval to go through.
我们要经过美国政府要经过两道手续要领养，然后海地政府还要经过一道手续。
If we can't get all this done within 4 to 6 months, this youth will age out of the possibility of adoption.
在四到六个月当中，假如我们这个手续没有办全的话，那这位青少年就不够资格被领养到美国来。
And it's not entirely in our hands because, you know, governments work at their own pace.
像这种事情我们也没有办法完全掌握，因为这是政府的事情。
But this is not really about us. This is about each of you.
但是这也不仅仅是有关于我们的事情，也是有关我们当中所有的人。
Or about the parents of those who will come up for commissioning in a little while.
或者是马上要去短期的青少年的父母们。
We'd be delighted if you pray for our family as we go through this.
我们也很高兴，假如你愿意为我们的父母祷告。
But pray for the other families whose youth will be going out on short-term missions.
同时，也要为这些短缺的父母去祷告。
The job will not be done if these youth go out and come back, and that's the end of their missions engagement.
假如这些青少年出去短宣又回来，这个其实工作还没有做完。
We do not pray that they'll all go into long-term missions.
我们并不是祷告说所有的人一定要都要去做长宣。
We don't pray that they'll all go into long-term service of the poor.
我们也不是说让他们一直要一辈子都去服务那些穷人。
We don't pray that they'll all make some kind of contribution to the long-term welfare of the Hopi, for example.
我们也不是说祷告说他们一辈子都在这为 Hopi 这个印第安人去原住民去服务。
But let us pray for two things.
但是我们要祷告为两件事情祷告。
Let us pray that some will make a long-term commitment.
第一就是我们他们当中的一些人要做一些长期的承诺。
Some from this year.
一些就是从今年开始就为这个做长期的承诺。
And let us pray secondly if they come back with a heart to make a long-term commitment.
第二点我们祷告是这他们当中有人做这些长期的承诺以后。
Let us pray for their fathers.
我们也为他们的父亲来祷告。
Let us pray together.
帮我们一起祷告。
Father, you have loved us deeply.
天父，你真是爱我们。
Though we were your enemies, you adopted us to be your sons.
我们虽然是你的敌人，但是你领养成为我们成为你的子女。
Father, work in our hearts so that we will love deeply.
天父，在我们心中做工，让我们能够深深的爱你。
And support our sons and daughters in their endeavors.
让我们也可以爱他们，爱我们的子女，也能够支持我们子女他们施工。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.